You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells. Brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Nicks, Wintersville Fitness, Valvasta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on Newstalk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year, everybody.
It has been a grand holiday, has it not, Jim?
Yes, yes. Christmas and New Year's, we have had a grand time.
We have been to Florida and back, and to Florida and back, and to Ohio and back.
Right, right. Burning up the roads.
We have certainly been doing that, burning up the roads. But, Mike, you have our board guy here. You're from Ohio. I understand you made a trip home to Ohio.
Oh, yeah. No, I was out there in Dayton, Ohio. So I don't think quite as far north as you guys went, but I was still up there.
Well, you're in the southwest, and we're in the southeast.
So. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on the other side over there by Cambridge, Ohio.
Ah, okay.
But it was unseasonably warm up there. It was in the 50s.
Yeah, certainly. Well, I didn't even carry a heavy coat.
They were very excited for it to be that warm.
They were.
We kind of like to see some snow when we go up there, not necessarily when we're driving, but once we get settled in up there, it's nice to see some snow. Wasn't no chance of that this time.
Not this time, but... you know, I'm cold nature, so, you know, I kind of liked that it wasn't that cold up there. You know, I'm very, very cold. Charles Clark, thank you for joining us tonight.
Charles.
And Ron Heath, I hope y'all had a happy new year and a grand Christmas. Jim, we were a little bit tired when we got back home, and we didn't get a lot of working out in this season like we normally do, and just so much going on.
That's right. And, you know, I won't, you know, get into it too much, but it's just been – I hate to say it, but it's been hard for me to get motivated lately. You know, I have an injury, and I'm not able to use my left arm for any kind of lifting, so I'm very limited as to what I can do in the gym. So basically now I'm limited to the things that I don't particularly like to do anyway, which is cardio
and
leg workouts.
Well, Sam McCord, thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year to you and your lovely wife and family. And Blake, all the way from Canada, is with us.
Hey, Blake.
Glad to see you again. Hope you are doing well up there in Canada. Well, you know, Jim, we have some guests. We're going to get to them in just shortly. But, you know, everybody always makes those New Year's resolutions. But what I'm going to say is,
It's January 4th, so most of them have been broken by now.
Right. Yeah. Let's see, the 4th, okay. Well, I don't think I broke too many of them. But there was a 21-day challenge on Facebook the other day I saw. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was just basic things, drink more water, you know. Get up early, exercise, you know, whatever. No alcohol, I think, you know. Just different. I mean, just really easy things, you would think.
Yeah.
No sugar, you know, try to eat less sugar and, you know, all this kind of stuff. No crackers or chips. That's what it was.
Yeah.
No crackers or chips and no soft drinks. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's hard for some people.
Oh, yeah.
When you're used to eating that stuff.
Yeah, you just listed about three or four deal breakers right there. that alcohol thing right there, you know, I'm just kidding.
He's just kidding.
21 days, you can do anything, right, for 21 days. You can do anything. You can go without anything that's not good for you for 21 days. That's very doable.
You know, you would think that it would be doable, you know, for most people. Yeah. And, you know, did you make any goals for 2024, Jim?
I did, actually. Yeah. You want talking fitness goals or just in general?
Well, in fitness, this is Fit Talk Radio, so your fitness goals, and then other than that, what are your some other goals? And Justin Wells is listening, so make sure you say something good.
Hey, Justin. Yeah, I think he's down in the Miami area.
Headed that way, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, safe travels. But like I said, I'm injured right now, but middle of January, I'm going to start easing back and in my regular routine, my regular workouts. So first thing I got to do is, lose a little body fat and get back in the routine and get back to my at least three or four times a week working out, maybe even five, somewhere between three and five. So that those are immediate goals, and but also, I got to stay healthy. You know, so I've been injured several times in the last couple of years. So whether I have to cut back on the weights or do a little bit more stretching and warming up, whatever I have to do, you know, it's no fun. It's no fun being hurt to where you can't do things.
Yeah. You know, you're coming up to that age, and, you know, I am a little bit older than Jim, I'll admit it. And, you know, I've had some injuries, and, you know, I got bursitis in my left hip now, you know, so it's always something. And we just have to work around it and keep working at it no matter what the injury or what the – and that's hard sometimes. I know it messes with your mind.
Yes, I'm probably not in as good a mood as I am when I don't get to do my workouts.
Right, he is not. So,
Vance, little bit grouchy. I was kind of the Scrooge this season.
He was a little bit Scroogey. I don't, you know, I'm telling y'all, he really was. Vance Woodall, thank you for joining us. Deborah Hardy, thank you for joining us. Good to see y'all tonight. Happy New Year to all of you. You know, it's, again, my same thing, my fitness goals. I did my leg workout yesterday for the first time in 4 weeks, and I came home limping, you know, hurting, you know, my left hip hurting still, you know, so the bursitis is still there, hadn't gone away. But I just tried to work through it. You know, today I sent you a text, I was trying to work back, and I was on the struggle bus. I mean, yeah. And I told Eddie, that's the manager at Anytime Fitness there in Tifton, I said, Eddie, I'm struggling today, you know, I'm back, of all things, you know, this, and I got through it, and, but, you know, I had to push myself, and I suspect that I'll have to push myself, you know, for a while, for the next couple of weeks to really get back acclimated to that. But I feel better mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically when I work out. Charles Clark was telling us earlier that he had lost a bunch of weight doing intermittent fasting. Yeah. And Sean Eikenberry, thank you for joining
Thanks
us. Happy
joining
New
us.
Year to you and your family and to Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix, and Wintersville. But, you know, so, but there's some more goals that I got this year that I've set. And I've been, you know, talking about finishing writing my book, you know, about the little girl with no shoes. And, of course, that's the story of me, of really not the story of me. It's the story of my mother who came, you know, from another country, from Columbia, South America. And that story is incredible. You've heard it.
Yes, yes.
And it's her life story, but obviously it involves me. And it's just something for me to document, you know, so that my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren will know, you know, the type of woman that my mother was and how she fought and how faith in God brought her, you know, a little girl with no shoes, you know, to the land of plenty, which is, you know, the great United States of America. So I'm going to try to finish that this year.
Yeah, I enjoy hearing the story, and I know others do. And, you know, recently I know you've even had people who have heard the story before when you presented it to a small group say, hey, we want to hear that again.
Yeah.
You know, there's new members of our group that didn't hear that, and, you know, we want to hear that story again.
So, you know, but, you know, it's hard for me to sit down at a computer, and I don't really type. I just type with, you know, these four fingers, you know, running around like that. And so, and to be sit down and to be still like that, you know, it's hard. I mean, I have to make myself do stuff like that. And I mean, you even had to put my grades in today. You know, I couldn't sit in front of that computer at school. You know, thank goodness for you, honey, because you've done that for a long time.
Right.
Susan Keene, thank you for joining us and watching us here on Fit Talk Radio. Happy New Year to you. Miss Lois Garner from Ohio, thank you for joining in, Lois.
Hey, Lois.
Happy New Year in Ohio. Mike, you got any goals?
Oh, yeah. First one is fairly basic. Trying to give up Coca-Cola.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, no, it is. I mean, one of my jobs besides doing this and DJing is at a restaurant. So when you have that soda gun there, it's real easy to.
I bet. I didn't think about that.
Is that because of the sugar?
Yeah, straight up. Yeah.
Do you like Coke Zero?
I don't like really any of the diet drinks. Okay. For some about the flavor of it. So yeah, I'm not too into it.
Well, there's no sugar in it. That's what you.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, sugar. I think that's what it is. Especially when I'm at the restaurant, I want that sugar burst. So yeah. So we're trying to give that up. Drink more water. So fairly basic. One of the other things is want to try to start walking my dog a good bit more. She's been. She's quite the lazy pup, so I want us both to get a little bit more active, so I'm going to start trying to walk her some more, and things kind of like that. So,
what kind of dog you got?
She's a straight mutt, to be real with you, but okay. I mean, she's all got right. Some Great Dane and Boxer in her, and that's really all I know for sure, but I've always wanted to do one of those like DNA tests.
Probably a good-sized dog, then.
Yeah, she's about medium-sized. Didn't get quite as big as like a Great Dane does, but she's a good medium-sized dog. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm just trying to keep my little dog so that my son don't take her off to Seattle. I was crying my little eyes out when he said he was going to take her off to Seattle last night.
He's a nurse, and he's decided he wants to be a traveling nurse. And he brought the dog, the little pup, the new little puppy, into the household. How long ago?
3 years ago.
Yeah, and it was kind
you
of
get holder in your
you
hand.
You know, basically it was for all the family to enjoy. But it was technically his dog, but as he's working and busy, the dog kind of become Maria's dog, and Maria has become very attached to that dog, and the Yorkie has become very attached to Maria. So yeah, when he said something about I'm probably gonna be working in Seattle, I'm probably gonna take my dog with me, Maria, the floodgates just opened. She started squalling.
I'm really attached to that little puppy, but anyway. Well, Charles Clark, I do have the numbers of some Christian publishers that publish Christian books, and so I am going to be in touch with them. I doubt it'll be on the New York City bestseller list, but I probably will sell some on Amazon. I'm hoping that it will open some doors for me to do some speaking engagements to some churches and women's groups. And so that's what I'm really hoping. Happy New Year, Bonnie Amore, another Canadian joining us this evening on Fit Talk. Bonnie, thank you. Bonnie is mine and Jim's in-laws. Our son is married to their daughter, Charles and Bonnie Amore.
We have several Canadians in the house here tonight, right?
We do. Well, Jim, we do have some great guests here with us tonight.
Yes, we do.
And I'm going to tell y'all just a little bit about them, and I'm going to, and then after the commercial break, we'll bring them over here in the hot seat and talk about their lives. But these are two very incredible people. I have just become so fond of these people and have a lot of respect for them and what they're doing. And, I'm following them on Facebook and Instagram, and Michael Delk is doing some fabulous cooking. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, some of those plates he puts out there on Facebook, I mean, it looks like some, five-star restaurant chef has made that food. Mm. That looks so, so good. And so we're going to find out, how he started all this and how he's gone from the couch to an extreme athlete. Iron Man, and he can tell you about, he just got cleared to do this other new thing, this other high. I mean, it's beyond me. It's just beyond me. I can't even imagine doing what he does. And then his wife, Lisa, just recently did a half marathon, and this is not anything that she has been doing. She's working to was worked toward. So, I mean, I'm just in awe of this couple, and they're from Tifton. They're Tiftonites.
Fitness power couple.
They are the fitness power couple for sure. people say that about us, but they're in a different world. They're just a whole different level than what we do. I mean, we lift weights. We're just kind of like, brawny, but I mean, they do it all. Swim, ride the bike, run, it's Mike and Lisa Delk. I posted it on Facebook. They haven't always been these extreme athletes, but, they're going to tell us, how they got there, and Mike has been on the show before. They've been here. He has said, if he can do it, anybody can. It's just a matter of, you know, Wilbur, he told us, and I hope he can remember, you know, how many miles of biking he did last year, how many miles of swimming. I was like, I was just looking at that on Facebook going, are you kidding me? You know, I probably didn't take that many steps the whole year, you know, and he's doing all this, you know. And then Lisa jumps on the bandwagon and has said, you know, that she started this half marathon, and I'm going to ask her though if Michael is pushing her over there to do this, or if he's got a, you know, a gun behind her back saying run or something, you know, because you'd have to have that on my back for me to be doing all that, Jim, you know.
Well, I wouldn't do that because you might want me to do it too.
So. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we just, you know, I mean, I,
the only time I run these days is when you say supper's ready. I run to the table.
No, you run to the recliner.
Yeah, bring me that plate to the recliner.
Right,
that's
bring
right.
that plate to the recliner. So, well, you know, it's been a great year last year, and we were so blessed. And I just want to thank all of the people that have followed us and been with us this year. This past year, but we're looking forward to a great 2024, and this will be our 10th year on the air for Fit Talk. Can you believe that?
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
June will be 10 years we've been on the radio. So I guess this is our anniversary year.
10 years.
10 years on the radio here. So Lane Pitts, how are you doing? I'm glad to see you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Glad y'all had a good time in North Carolina with my son. And happy anniversary. I understand y'all had a happy anniversary, you and your husband. So happy anniversary to y'all. So I think it's going to be a great, great year, Jim. I'm looking forward to a lot of good things.
Well, ready or not, it's here.
It is here. So we're going to take a commercial break. Then we're going to be right back with the Delks. And we're going to find out all about them, their great cooking, and how they got to be such extreme athletes. All right. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, you have over there Mr. Michael Delk.
I have the one and only Michael Delk.
I'm telling you, it's just incredible what you do. I'm so impressed and just in awe. Just tell everybody, Michael, who you are, where you're from. I think I've said it before, but you know what you do.
Well, I'm from Tifton, Georgia, and currently training for an ultra distance triathlon coming up in about 7 weeks, six and a half,
yeah.
7 weeks. And I love cooking.
Where will your competition be, your next competition?
It'll be in Claremont, Florida.
Claremont, Florida. Okay, so not too awful far to go. Now, you say this one's an ultra.
Yes, sir.
All right, so for those that don't know, what's the difference between a triathlon and an ultra triathlon?
Well, an ultra triathlon is a distance that's considered longer than a long course. A long course would be considered a full iron. The ultra that I'm training for is a double anvil. And most of the time when you bring this up with people, they don't know what a double anvil is, but it's basically a two-time Ironman distance. So in my race, it's a 4.8 mile swim, 224 mile bike, followed by a 52.4 mile run.
Wow.
I think.
Wow.
Oh, I can't even imagine that, Jim. Yeah. At any age, in my best shape ever, I can't even imagine me doing such a thing.
Well, that's something, and you tell me, Mike, if I'm wrong, but yeah. You know, that's something that you have to specifically train for. You can't just say, oh, yeah, I'm a pretty good athlete, I'm going to go do this. You know, it doesn't work that way.
No, there's definitely a process of adaptation there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, you had to get clearance from the doctor to do this one, did you not?
That's correct.
And that's what you posted the other day.
That's right.
And what did the doctor say when you went to him and said, this is what I want to do?
I was crazy.
Mm-hmm. What doctor was it? Do you mind telling us?
Well, it was actually an MP.
Okay.
So out in Omega, Dr. Bowman was my primary care.
Right.
But it's Jeremy Beck.
Okay. All right. I know them. So he had to say what? That your heart was healthy, that your kidney function? I mean, what? What did he have to determine?
Yeah, they did, and, you know, we didn't go, like, real extensive as far down the road as we could have with the whole, you know, blood panels, everything, you know. I just had to get the clearance to be able to, you know, him sign off on this race to where I'm basically in good health and, you know, in good condition and not risking, you know.
Risking your life.
High risk,
right.
Yeah, because.
Right.
The average person, you know, it's something you build up to, and it takes time. Like I said, it's the process of adaptation.
And how long have you been doing these Ironmans?
Well, my first full was actually, April of this year? Or, I'm sorry, last year, 23. But what I did is I took the full and used as a stepping stone towards this ultra distance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, kind of just keeping the momentum.
And
that's when
we connected with you, when I saw that on Facebook, and after you got back from that one. And, you know, that's when I started really paying attention to you on Facebook and seeing what you were doing. And, you know, it's, you know, So this was just last year that you did your first one. Now you're fixing to do this ultra.
Yeah.
Well, what were you doing before that?
Sitting on the couch.
That's what I thought. You told us.
August of last year, I was pretty much coming off of a 10-year break from any cardiovascular, cardio in general, back to this. So when I say I started back from scratch in August of last year, I started from the couch. I couldn't even run a mile.
Wow.
So,
and now how many are you running?
So I might use that as momentum.
There you go.
Yeah.
It just depends. A couple of weeks ago, I'd ramped up, and I think I did like, and this was combined with my swimming and riding miles. I think I was about 100 and close to 190 miles between 2 weeks of running miles, excluding the riding and the swimming. So on an average, I'd say probably, and I know this is a broad range, anywhere from 50 to 90 miles a week of running miles.
So maybe you've already kind of answered my next question, but what's the difference in your training regimen in going from the Ironman to the Ultra?
Actually, it's not like most people think. So when you're doing an ultra distance, you don't double the efforts, like in time spent volume. You really tune in to the quality sessions and you basically maintain the same training regimen you would for an Ironman, but it's broken up to where you have long days, and your long days may be 8 hours, they may be 14 hours, and that's all in one session. So let's just say your weekly volume's at 24 hours. Your long day would be split in half of your total weekly hours, so that would be, a 12-hour day for your long day? And the idea is you want to keep, you obviously have to keep the running volume high so you're, capable of doing such, but you've got to also be conscientious to keep the running miles as low as possible to reduce risk of injury, and you kind of balance the riding and swimming out. The swimming is actually good active recovery, even though it's part of the training, because it's not taxing on your joints, mm-hmm. any of that nature, And cycling as well. I mean, it involves your joints and everything moving, but it's not that pounding the pavement every day.
Yeah, that could be tough. That could lead to some shin splints and other problems, I would think.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Well, and Maria, I see that Shannon Watkins has joined us.
Shannon, thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk. Well, what got you off the couch, and what did you do? The first thing that you did, Michael, I just don't know how you go from sitting on the couch for 10 years and then all of a sudden you're going to do, I just don't see how you do
it. Yeah. Well, you ever just go through daily life every day and you always subconsciously think that you need to make a change and it's in the back of your mind, but it's just so hard to put into action.
I think 90% of the people out there, it's January, they know they need to make a change.
Well,
they need to do something, but I don't think they're going to say, I'm going to do an Ironman.
Well, what's always the hardest step?
The first step.
That's exactly right. And, I finally reached that point to where I knew I had to do something. I felt like crap every day. Mm. My eating habits were sloppy, cold beer, the whole nine. And I just self-recognized that I needed to make a change. So I said, I'll start running. And went to run that first mile, and it was terrible. I couldn't even run 1 mile back in August of last year. And I used that. What I realized and recognized that was enough for me to, and, of course, I didn't even have a clue that I was going to end up doing an Ironman in April of 23. But that's ultimately what it led to, because I'm kind of a goal-oriented type of person, mm-hmm. and if I don't have that kind of hanging in the front of my head, then the accountability is not there. So that was just the accountability for me.
So that Ironman, just gave you a goal,
mm-hmm.
and you decided to go for that.
That's correct.
my goal is just to get to the gym 4 days a week.
Yeah, hey, and let me add something here because this does seem like a far reach from like the couch to an Ironman in what, 6 months I think it was or less.
Yes, it does.
but I've learned, you know, in the past year and something that it's better not to focus on like an outcome goal. So you've got process goals, you know, and process goals are like stepping stones towards the outcome goal. And I think a lot of people mess up and they get tunnel vision on the outcome goal. And if they fail or come short, then, you know, they just self-destruct. And if you don't really look that far out and you just look at the process goals and small stepping stones, before you know it, you're there. And
I think that's excellent advice, Jim.
And you look you almost wonder how you even got there because it didn't feel like as much as an effort as the thought of it in your head, you know.
You know, take weight loss, for example. You know, if your goal, you know, let's say you're extremely overweight, and if your goal is to lose 100 pounds,
yes,
you need to celebrate when you've lost five.
Absolutely.
That first five. You celebrate when you've lost 20, you know, so on.
That's
and,
huge.
You eat know, that piece of cake after that 5 pounds.
Appreciate it. Celebrate the cake.
Mike, you can drink that Coke.
I didn't say that. But, you know, appreciate the journey.
Yes.
Enjoy the journey. And
keep it
and
fun, too. Yeah. You know, absolutely.
Well, in your sport, Mike, how much would you say is mental versus physical?
Well, I think once you tap into the ultra scene, like really ultra endurance distances, I personally think that the mental side of it, aspect of it, is more difficult than the physical, because it's like a buddy of mine and I, we went down to White Springs and we ran the Florida Trail, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and we were to run a 50 miler that day, and it was very technical, like up and downs. It was really something I should have been running on, considering I'm this close out to my race. But I recall I was coming off of 2 weeks of heavy volume. We were running, and I made the personal decision to tap at like 44 miles because I didn't go down there to prove I could run 50 miles. That was just kind of like a process goal towards this race. So I conscientiously made that decision and quit like 44 miles in because the risk of injury started getting higher and higher. I could feel it. You know, everything was just coming full circle. But I recall like when we got 30 plus miles that day, I was hammered. I mean, I was beat down, and it became mental, like 32, 33 miles in. And just them last 10 miles that we ran, I mean, it was a head game. So the mental part of it, when you get into long course and ultra distances, to me, is the hardest, the biggest hurdle to get over, because you have to be able to tap into that side of your mind or your brain, and you have to convince yourself that your body is able before your body can actually do that. When your body's screaming to quit, your mind has control of what your body can do. So you have to really be in tune.
I think you made a good point and used a good term when you were talking about the 50-mile run that you had planned to do. And you said you tapped out at 44. You know, and that's just an example of where, you know, your intelligence, right?
Right.
Outweighed your pride.
Absolutely.
And you said, you know, that's not the ultimate goal, is to run 50 miles today just in this practice session, just, you know, with my buddy here.
Yes, the discipline is huge. You right. have to be very disciplined. And that is like, I think, one of the key components to getting you to the start line alone.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like playing cards, Jim. Got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
I don't think this is a whole lot like playing cards, but, you know.
Playing cards
would
be.
If it is, I'll let Mike do the Iron Man, and I'll sit and play cards.
Oh, man.
Any day, I'll play cards.
I mean, you know, I'm going to think about all this when I, like today when I was struggling at the gym. I mean, just at the gym, doing back workout, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember what you said, you know, that mind over that body, because some days our bodies, mine and Jim's, we just don't want to do it, you know. Now people think we're strong and tough, you know, because we still at the gym, you know, I had somebody say something to me today at the gym and said, man, you know, I just admire you and your husband. Y'all are always in here. And I'm thinking, you know,
yeah.
You know, I hope they said, basically, I hope I'm still doing this when I'm, you know, 65 years old. He didn't say that out. He didn't come out and say it like that. But he was like saying, when I get old, I hope I'm still in here at the gym like yeah. you and your husband. But, you know, that, I don't think I'm going to say I'm on the struggle bus anymore, just on a little back workout after Mike had to tap out after 44 miles.
Yeah.
Boy, poor thing. Mm-hmm. Lisa, we're going to talk about this in a minute.
I was trying to find something to share with y'all real quick, if I could.
How many miles last year did you swim, run, and do all that?
Don't quote me on it, but I think my running miles were 2,500-ish, and then my bike miles were 7,000 plus and some change, and then my swimming miles were like 310, I think. 310.
You know, so we just got back from Ohio, so Mike could have ran to Ohio and back to South Georgia and then back to Ohio again on his miles last year.
And you were just beat from driving. I mean,
that's right. I was tired after 13 hours of driving. Thank goodness for caffeine, though. No telling how many cups of coffee we had that trip.
All right, Mike, I'm going to switch the subject just a little bit, but... I mean, obviously you are a very slim person, you know, you probably burn off everything that you eat, obviously, doing everything that you're doing. But now you have gotten into this cooking thing. And I mean, I'm not kidding you. Those are some beautiful plates you make. You make me so hungry just looking at that food, you know. And the thing about it is I probably can't make it as pretty as you do, you know, the beautiful... but tell us a little bit about that, because, you know, everybody, and listen, if you want to follow Michael Dell and Lisa Dell on Facebook, I mean, that's where, you know, and he posts his food. But like, I've showed Jim that salad, that chicken salad. I mean, that just looks like something out of, a wonderful restaurant.
Well, a year and a half ago, I wasn't cooking this healthy. I've always had the love for cooking. But if you go back a year and a half ago, I was cooking fried chicken, fried okra, crackling cornbread, all that.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
You're making me hungry now.
So I really...
talking my language.
Hey, I really struggled, though, when we made the shift from, like, soul food mm-hmm. to clean eating. And I told Lisa, I said, I don't even know if I can, like, enjoy cooking or food anymore, because I was a foodie at heart. And taking it from, like, that, you know... one end of the spectrum to the opposite was hard, difficult, but it can still be good and healthy.
Fortunately, I do like the healthy food too. I like the clean foods too.
Yeah.
Now your culinary skills, are you self-taught?
I am.
Okay. Interesting.
Absolutely.
And so you just started making these recipes and cooking clean.
Yeah. And I don't really get hung up on like chasing recipes online. I like to just like, picture what I want to eat and have fun with it. And if you, like these days with the salad, like I think colors.
Uh-huh.
Like, so, you know, you got greens, you have, you know, and like healthy fats even. Like,
right.
Not saturated trans fats, like clean and unprocessed. Like,
real food.
Yeah, yes.
Not something out of a box, but real food. Whole foods.
Yeah. And it can be good, you know. You just have to allow yourself to be willing to try it and just, you know, see where it goes.
And there's so many healthy ways to cook food now. I mean, I have become enamored with the air fryer, you know, and even though there is just a bit of oil, but if you use good oil, you know, if you use olive oil, whatever, you know, that just crisps things up and makes all the difference in the world. And I know Jim... not that I didn't always eat green, but he would always say, okay, I want a piece of meat and something green, you know, and then a little bit of some kind of starch, potato or rice or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But he always wants that something green, you know, that vegetable, you know, or whatever. So, you know, I was raised like you probably on that fried chicken mashed potatoes. And
usually when I say that, I say, I want something green, she gives me some moldy bread. So here, eat up.
No, he not tries good, to give me that really. On my toast every morning. And I have to watch that bread mold because he'll give me a moldy piece of toast.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this because it's you, but I mean, if you can do this, if you did this, you know, anybody could.
Absolutely.
Michael, could they not? I mean, you did something, you made up your mind. It was mind over matter, mind over your body, and decided you were going to do something.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, the healthy eating can still be good eating. You know, you just have to be willing to allow yourself to see that side of it. You know, you get too hung up on I think most people just get hung up on having to make that hard shift. And they focus on that more than just giving something a chance, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you just like walking one foot in front of the other each day, a little easier, and just, you know.
You know, Maria, Mike went from, he said, sitting on the couch to in just a short time doing the Ironmans and now the Ultra Ironmans. And same thing with his cooking. You know, he said, you know, I just, you know, went from sitting on the couch to, you know, I think I'll try this. Now he's self-taught and just a great cook, you know. So there's no telling what else, you know, he might just I might throw this challenge out while, you know, in your spare time, just see if you can play around with maybe finding a cure for cancer. You know, just, you know, you've been successful at everything else. So we'll check back with you in 6 months and we're expecting some really, really great results right?
Well, we're going to go to a commercial break. And Michael, I'm going to bring Lisa over there. I'm going to see what she has to say about all this and how now she has jumped on the bandwagon. I don't know. Maybe an Iron Woman is in the store for her up. I don't know. But that half marathon sure is a good start.
Yeah, it is a good start.
And
absolutely.
I'm going to ask her, you know, what it means to be the wife of an ultra athlete like you. I mean, you know, how does she support you? How does she help you achieve your goals? So,
yeah, let me say something really quick. When you've got someone like your better half, spouse, partner, whatever it may be, behind you, like, I feel like there's nothing, like, if you're working together as a team, you can conquer the world.
Wow.
Well,
I like
said.
That, Jim.
Well said. Yeah.
Well said. Well, we're going to find out what Lisa has to say about it here in just a minute. Right after this break, we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469-669-6137.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And in the hot seat now is Miss Lisa Delk. Lisa, welcome to Fit Talk.
Thank you.
Natalie Weiss, thank you, family. Watching you, Michael, you and Lisa tonight, sure. as well as Mike Delk, your dad, and Jerry Sumner, glad to join for you to join us, and Chrissy Cottle, girl I went to school with. So thank y'all for joining us here on Fit Talk. Well, Lisa, I mean, how is it to be the wife of Michael Delk and him doing all this extreme, being this extreme athlete and all this training that he does?
Gosh, that's a good question. it really, honestly, it's really inspiring, to be honest. You were joking earlier about him having a gun to my back trying to get me to run. But honestly, the only reason I signed up to even do the half marathon and eventually wanted to do a full marathon was because it's just so inspirational to watch what he does. You know, after I watched him, I don't even know, swim for the Ironman, swim however many miles and bike, and then I was watching him bike 100 and something, and then watching him do a marathon at the end, and I thought, golly, like he's running a marathon after he did all that.
Yeah.
I can get out there and at least do something, you know, I can do something. And just seeing his health, like, a lot of people, when they think about exercise, they think about how you're going to look physically. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm going to look better, I'm going to lose weight. And he was so nervous about, you know, going to the doctor, hope you don't mind me telling, you know, he was very anxious about it, you know, like, what's my blood pressure going to be, and, you know, my heart rate, and man, it's better than mine.
It was
better than mine.
Hey, I bet it was good.
It was like 110 over maybe 60, I don't know, 110 over 60 or something. Yeah. And going into like a year and a half ago, you know, I was like borderline meds.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, wow. And that's been the most amazing thing. I'm like, you are so healthy, like your heart rate is so good, your blood pressure is so good. I mean, it's just, I mean, like, duh, they've told us for, you know, years, exercise makes you healthier, and it is really internally, it has made him so healthy, and so that's inspiring too. Like, I want to be healthy too, you know.
Right. I mean,
that's what it's all about, you know. Hopefully you're adding years to your life, but certainly you're adding quality to your life right
absolutely.
Now
absolutely.
I mean, you really are. And well, I mean, yeah, he, how can it not be inspiring to be living with somebody like that, that's getting up and doing this, and you're seeing him do it every day. You know, I mean, because you train every day, right, Michael?
Yeah, 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot of time and energy and effort that he has to put into this. You know. Now, I'm not jealous of Jim going to the gym, but I mean, I want him to go, but I don't think I'd want him to go 10 and 12 hours a day. You know,
not for everyone.
I mean, how can
someday she would.
Maybe. He's probably right about that. But I mean, how can you wrap your mind around that? I mean, as his wife.
Well, he's pretty creative with when he does it, so that he doesn't take a lot of time away from the family. I mean, he's home almost every night by the time we got, and our kids are very involved and do a lot. So by the time I've worked a full day and I'm picking them up from all their activities, and we get home. I mean, he beats us home.
Wow.
He gets up really early. A lot of mornings he'll get up before we're up and go ahead and get his day started. And so he works it out so that we really don't miss too much time together.
That's good, because that would be, you know, when somebody, I know when bodybuilders are focusing on a show, to me, and I've said this before, it's a very selfish sport. I mean, they've got to eat a certain thing, be a certain, you know, and I've seen couples in the gym, you know, fight about that because, you know, the girl or the guy, whoever is doing the show, you know, they don't want, and I, you know, I've watched Jim do the shows, you know, and been there and been involved with them. So that's good that he does work that around. Well, now you decided to do the half marathon, and I know Michael wasn't putting no gun to your back,
right?
But that was, you know, tell us how you decided and just made the decision and got started, and what was your training regimen for that?
Right. Well, I was a lot like Michael coming off. When we met, we were both very active, and were running, and I was doing short distance, you know, 5Ks and just running a little bit like that, but nothing to the volume that he does by any means. But I just, you know, I was inspired by him. So I said, well, I want to do something, Michael. And I, just like him, like I couldn't do but like a mile or two, you know, without just being exhausted. And so he worked out a plan for me. So he kind of found a plan and kind of adapted it to me. And I just followed the plan, and, you know, and,
So like the first week that you start, what did you do?
Gosh, I don't know if I can remember. It starts you out pretty slow, because it's kind of like a couch, you know, people talk about couch to 5K. This is like a couch to half marathon kind of thing. You know, but it started me out just, you know, running a few miles a week, and I just every week it kind of upped that volume a little bit with a little bit of
intervals.
Intervals, doing some interval training,
more towards the anaerobic, you know, higher speed work,
right?
A little bit, but more so just building up base,
right? And he kind of taught me how to stretch, how to warm up, and just kind of added on to the volume. And then, you know, as you get toward the end, like any race you're preparing for, you taper a little bit.
So now you've done the half marathon. Will you do another half marathon, or were you now working towards a marathon, a full marathon?
So my next goal is to do a full marathon.
Okay.
So, and I actually had, when I signed up for my half, I actually signed up for a full, but then I got injured right before my half, and did it anyway, but which I don't know how smart that was, because that probably exacerbated the problem a little bit. But I've, you know, been going to physical therapy and getting help with that. So I'm hoping my goal this year is to soon, kind of like Jim, I was thinking about this when Jim was talking, like by the end of this month, to get back to running. And hopefully I'm going to get Michael to, I've already told him over the break, I said, I want to find, because I'm like him, like I said, I've got to have
the goal.
That goal. Mm-hmm. I want to find, you know, a marathon and go ahead and sign up and get me a plan and get going.
Well, I mean, I think that's the key. You know, you've got to have a goal for whatever, you know, whether it's weight loss, whether it's to run a 5K, or whether it's to run a half marathon or a marathon. I mean, and I know I'm short-term goal-oriented, Michael. You know, you're talking about that. I'm more of that progression, you know. I can't, because I'm way over here, and have severe ADHD. I've had it all my life, but they discovered it, that, you know, as an adult, you know, and I've never took any medicine for it as a young child or anything like that. But, you know, I'm more short-term goal-oriented, you know, even though the big goal is out here, you know. And it's just like, and I've said this before, just making my daily list of things to do. I don't like to put, I do put it in my phone, but I have a notebook, and I like to be able to scratch that off. Even if it's just go to the post office, pick up the dog from the vet, that, you know, whatever. I just like to be able, because that signifies to me, hey, I did this towards this other big goal, or whether it's saving my, whatever, you
and
know.
And it shows that you are productive.
Yes. And I've gotten to where I ask Jim every day, talking about that, Jim, you know, what are you doing productive today? What is your list, your to-do list today, Jim? Mm-hmm. You know, and because that's important.
I got to make sure I have something, Michael, because if I don't, she'll give me something. So I got to make sure, I got to come up with something real quick.
Just stay busy.
Cause I don't want to have to do her list. It's way too long. She makes that list for me.
Hey, I understand.
Well, I woke up, he told me the other day he was going to do some certain things, and by the time I went to bed, you know, three out of the five things weren't done. But he came to bed about 4 o'clock that morning. So when I got up the next morning, guess what? They were done.
Yeah, that's all that counts.
I got that late burst of energy.
He did. But you know, that's important. I think everybody needs some type of goal. And I think if it's January, people, and you know, this show was meant to do a couple of things, you know, to inspire you, first of all. If you're not inspired by these two people, I mean, then you can't be inspired. I don't think you can, because they're very inspiring people. You know, last August, or August was what year? August the what?
You got off the couch. I'm confused now. Lord, 22.
You just started this, you know, after 10 years. I mean, you got off the couch, you decided you were going to do this. And, I mean, there was nothing, you know, you're not a ultra athlete. You haven't been doing this your whole life, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So this is why I think that you inspire people so much. I mean, now you self-taught yourself to cook and eat clean. And what you're cooking and doing is, I mean, it's absolutely fabulous. I asked Mike to give us that recipe for that salad. But it was some kind of grilled. I'm sure you seasoned that meat really good. It was on a bed of greens. You had avocado. You had tomatoes. You had corn. What else did you have in there?
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Yeah, that's carbs.
Did you have eggs in there? Boiled eggs?
No eggs. I can't even remember. Tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes. You had cherry tomatoes. You had the corn.
I think put blue cheese on that normally?
I think, yeah. It was either blue cheese or feta.
That's sounding good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was one of the best looking salads that I have seen. And then you fixed some fish too not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Blackened.
Yes.
In the cast iron skillet.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, in the cast iron skillet. And that looked absolutely fabulous. So, you know, I mean, it's just about, you know, learning and trend, like you said, you're not following anybody. You could go to Pinterest, or you can go to Instagram and some of these people that are cooking, but just, you know, think about what you want to eat, like you said, and then decide to cook it in a clean and healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's just a great inspiration to people. And you've done it, you know, you've done it on your own, and you've made a decision. So, you know, it's January, make a decision. Set a goal of some kind, whatever it is. If, like I said, if it's weight loss, if it's going to the gym, if it's just doing a mild workout at home, there's so many things that people can do at home. Jim?
Could be taking a daily walk.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, depending on your level, right?
Yeah, you don't have to run a mile. It doesn't have to be pertaining to running at all. Just set small goals, and you know, when you accomplish that goal, just check it off and use it as a stepping stone.
And I think that's right. You got any final words here, Miss Lisa?
Well, this is so funny, because I thought about this earlier, and then Michael just handed me his phone to share this. We have this little calendar. I have a calendar that one of my students bought me last year as a Christmas gift, and it has been like the neatest thing. It's called a Life Hacks calendar, and every day there's a new thing on there, and it's everything from, you know, how to cook something or how to keep something fresh. I mean, it's just life hacks.
Wow, life hacks calendar.
And I read this one, and I was thinking about this earlier when you're talking about being a new year in January, and this was on the calendar. It was like the last page you rip off the calendar, and that's funny because Michael took a picture of it and just handed it to me. So it says that the fourth Friday of January is statistically the day when most people will give up on their New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So it says to stop thinking about getting through the whole year just think about getting past the fail Friday first. And if you can get past that, you can keep going.
The fail Friday, the fourth Friday in January. Is that right? The fourth Friday in January. Well, you know, I was always taught, and I told my clients this for years, you know, it takes 21 days to build a habit, good or bad. 21 days. You know, there's been several 21-day challenges. I posted one on Facebook. Christian and my son, our son and our daughter-in-law, Alexandra and Christian in St. Augustine, Florida, are doing the 21 days of prayer and fasting. And, you know, you think, well, 21 days, that's not a long time. But if you can get past those 21 days, it becomes almost a habit.
Absolutely.
You know, first it's a chore, then it's a habit, then it's a lifestyle. So, Jim, any final words here? We got about a minute left.
Well, just, you know, like everyone else, I'm inspired by this fine young couple, and I want to wish both of them the best of luck in their upcoming events.
Absolutely. And, Michael, we're going to be keeping close tabs on you and seeing how you do in that ultra, and you blessings as you continue to work hard and train for this. And we, or Jim and I, are just sitting on our edge of our seats waiting to hear how good you're going to do in this next big challenge. And I'm sure that Lisa's going to take pictures and go. I don't know, what day is it in February?
It's the 20th through the 24th, I believe.
Third weekend to February.
Third weekend to February, okay. Well, we'll be keeping up with you. Maybe we could get down there. I don't know. Claremont's not that far down south there. So maybe we could. I know we have to be in Atlanta on the 17th. We've got our MPC conference coming up the 17th of February. So getting ready for our MPC Night of the Gladiators show coming up August the 24th, 2024. So we are looking and excited about that. And but just thank y'all for being on Fit Talk tonight.
Thank y'all for having us.
Thank y'all. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.